One of the major sugyas in the Sechah Shabbos, and indeed when it comes to Shari Surei Torah, is the Machlokas Rabbi Yidin Rabbi Shimon regarding Dover Shenim Iskabim. The Gemara quotes in Shabbos and Daf Chav Beis Amad Aleph. This is also found later in Daf Chav Tesma Beis and Daf Memvav Amad Aleph as well. The Braisa that quotes the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, Gorer Adva Mita Kisa V'Safso, Ubavashle Iskabim Masoch Scharitz. A person is allowed to go ahead and to drag a mita kisa v'safsal across the lawn, as long as the individual does not intend to go ahead and to make a charitz, a furrow in the ground. It is not considered to be a case of psikresha. We're not talking about a case where that necessarily will occur. It may or may not occur. Certainly that is something that is unintended. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon assumes, as a dover shenim iskaven, it is mutter lechatchila. This is against the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that assumes that davar shenim iskaven is usr, and we'll discuss the machlokas rishonim whether in fact on Shabbos this is an issa daraisa or whether this is an issa derabbanan. The machlokas tanaim regarding davar shenim iskaven is also found in a couple of mishnayos meseches beitza as well. The Mishnah in Beitza on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis discusses the case of mechabdin beis hamitos. Is one is allowed to go ahead and to sweep the beis hamitos, the area of the beds. Normally they would eat beheseba. Is it possible to sweep that floor on Shabbos and Yantiv? In that case of nechabdin beis hamitos, the Mishnah tells us, according to Rambam Gamliel, that is allowed on Yantiv. And v'chachamim osrim. The Gemara explains again, this is a case of a davar she'ena miskavim. The fear that if a person is sweeping the floor, that he is going to fill in the cracks and crevices of that dirt floor. Is that an intended malachano? But as a davar shenim iskaven, Rambam Gamliel assumes that that is allowed. The Chachamim say that no, that that indeed is forbidden. And then the Mishnah tells us in the next daf in Beit Sand, of Chav Gimel, the case of mikadrin, is one allowed on Yantiv to take a fine tooth comb and to run it over the hide of an animal. If you do it, the fear is that that can result in an act of chovil. It can create a chabura. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that ein mekadrin, one is not allowed to do so. Even though clearly that is not your intent, you're not doing it for the purpose of making a chabura at all, nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda assumes that this is a case of davar shenim iskaven, and therefore it is asur on yantiv. So these are three different cases, the two mishnayos and the braisa, the Gemara quotes in Shabbos, the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, whether davar shenim iskaven is mutar lechatchila, whether in fact it is asur. The sugya later on Shabbos and Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph presents another case. The Gemara here is referring to the case of tolesh. The Gemara quotes the Braisa that when it comes to tolesh, there are different possible shiurim, just as we saw when it comes to the melach of hotzah. Depending on the object that you're carrying, there are different shiurim daraisa. The Braisa tells us the same thing is true when it comes to tolesh ulshin v'hamizared ziradim. The Gemara says the following, im la'achila, if the purpose of that act of tolesh is for achilas adam, then it is considered to be a kagrogres. Im la'behema, if it's for behema in such a case, kemachal pi hagdi. Im la'hasik, if it's for the purpose of hasaka, so therefore kedei lavashel beitza kala. And im liyafos esakarka, if the person is engaged in an act of tolesh simply to improve the quality of the soil, then kol shehein, then the shear is considered to be a kol shu. Again, this is a further example where within a given malacha you can have multiple shiurim. Right? This also is relevant to what we discussed earlier, which shiurim are halacha moshe misinai, and which are simply what we turn based on the Rambam, the Kiryas Sefer, what we call al pidin a shir hamoil. And perhaps the difference is the halacha between those forms of shiurim. So here the Gemara says the following. You have a whole menu of shiurim, and the smallest shiur is im liyafos esakarka, then it's kol shu. So the Gemara says that otu kulhu lo liyafos esakarka ninu. Whenever a person is engaged in tolesh, even if I'm doing so for the purpose of machal adam, but I'm going to do it in such a way that's going to improve the quality of the soil as well. So therefore, if the shear of yifui karka is kolduhu, so that should be it. The Gemara answers that not necessarily. The Gemara comments that Rabbi Yosef Dermet Travayu be'agam shano. Maybe we're speaking about a person who is tolesh in a swampy area. In such a case, there it doesn't result in yipui ara ebo, and therefore there are the higher shiurim of kegrogres and kamalei pli hagdi, levashel beitz akala, and so on. Abayi says, afilu tema besade, delavagam, even if it's referring to a regular field. But here, ukagon, delomechavein, this is a case of a dorashen miskavein. His intent is machal adam, machal behema, and therefore the shear is determined in terms of his kavana, not simply in terms of yipuyara. The Gemara says, but how can that be? Isn't this a case of sikresha? V'ha abayi v'rama darmei travayu mod Rav Shimon sikresha v'liyamos. When did we assume that Rav Shimon says darashem yiskaven is mutter? That's where result B may or may not occur. But if invariably that will happen, that's a psikresha, and therefore the smaller shear should be sufficient. Why is this a chiddush? Pashup Shat, the Gemara here is telling us that psikresha is not simply usur, psikresha is chayiv min haTorah, no? The Gemara is bothered. Why is it necessary to have the larger shear? Even the smaller shear is sufficient, right? The Gemara answers, no, davar shir miskavin. But the Gemara says psikresha, meaning if it's a psikresha, the smaller shear is sufficient. Here we're dealing with shiur, and we're talking about a chiyuv kares, a chiyuv skila, a chiyuv chatos. Hoshub shat, you see from this Gemara that psikresha is forbidden min haTorah. That will be important to bear in mind. The Gemara answers that no, it's not considered to be the type of psikresha which is chayiv min haTorah because deka'avid ba'ara dechavrei. We're talking about a case where you're doing it in someone else's field. What exactly does that mean? As Rashi comments, lo ich pasle li'afos. The fact that it results in improving the quality of the field is not your concern. Lo ich pasle. And therefore, you're not chayiv min haTorah. So the Gemara tells us the following chiddush. Number one, that again, a further instance of a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, whether davar sheni miskaven is mutter, whether it's aser. You see from the Gemara that Rabbi Shimon is mild in the case of psikresha, that it is chayiv min haTorah. Good? But that's only if it's a psikresha which is nechale. If it's a psikresha which is lo nechale, that the person does not benefit from, so in such a case, at least you see from the Gemara that one is not chayiv min haTorah. There's no hechrich necessarily from the Gemara to assume that if it's lo nechale, it's mutter lechatchila. The Gemara doesn't say anything on mutter lechatchila. The kasha of the Gemara is why do you need the larger shear? What's wrong with the smaller shear? The answer is the smaller shear is not relevant because it's lo nechale. So that means that there's no chiyu daraisa in a psikresha lo nechale. Does that mean it's mutter lechatchila or not? No hechrich from the Gemara to assume either one. Rashi here has another important comment to bear in mind. Where Rashi writes, "Dermaskel bedar bechavrei." What does it mean? It's your friend's field. Delo ich pasle liafos, meaning that it's of no benefit to you. It's not a concern. In other words, that psikresha delo nechle does not require that it is something that you absolutely do not desire. That means that that is an undesirable end. It doesn't have to be undesirable. Just something that you don't benefit from. In other words, a psikresha delo ich pasle also will be termed as a psikresha delo nechle. Rabbi Kivegan, the Gilgit HaShas, tells you to take a look earlier, the sugya daf ayin hey omid aleph, where Rashi seems to imply that lo nechle means lo nechle mamish, not just simply that which is lo ich pasle. So again, take a look at these Rashis, and take a look at the Meiri, and av chav tes amud beis. What is the definition of lo nechle? Lo nechle mamish, or is it simply sufficient if it's lo ich pasle, and is there any difference daraisa d'rabbanan between these two examples of that which is lo nechle? For this point in time, very simply, you see the machlokes for Rabbi Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Shabbos, and when it comes to Yantiv, whether davar sheni miskavin is mutter, or whether it is aser. Even though in these examples they argue regarding Melechus Shabbos and Melechus Yantiv, the machlokes for Rabbi Rabbi Shimon is not limited to those cases, but it extends to Shar Isurei Torah as well. Where do you see that this in fact is true? Well, you have a couple of Mishnayos in Perek Tes of Maseches Kilayim. Tes Beis is a mission that discusses the case of Lignov Es HaMeches. Lignov Es HaMeches. A person is wearing, right, garments. Why is he doing so? Not for the purpose of Hanos Levisha, but rather simply to avoid paying tax. No, he's going to be taxed on what he's carrying in his suitcase. He's not going to be taxed for what he's wearing. So a person will wear garments in order simply to have riach es hameches. That is an example the Mishnah tells us of a dovar sheni miskaven when it comes to the case of kilayim. not our sugya, but the sugya of Bava Kamma of Kuf Yud Gimel, discusses the element of dina machusadina. Is one allowed to do such a thing? Forget about the issur of shatnez. Is one allowed to pile on the clothing l'havriach esameches? But what about our issue? Right, this is a beged of shatnez. And what basis can that be mutter? Because after all, what is his motivation? He's not doing so for the normal case of hanas levisha, but rather simply he's doing so for the instance, right, of havracha sameches. That's one case. And a little bit later in Perek Tesef Kelayim, there the Mishnah discusses the case of mochrei ksus. What say you are a model, and you're simply modeling the product line. So you're wearing a garment. Why are you doing so? Simply because, again, that's your job description. And again, there is no clear hanos levisha. This is what the Gemara quotes earlier on Dav Chav Tes Amud Beis as well. That mochrei ksus, mochrin kedarkan, that one is allowed to wear it in its normal fashion, as long as you avoid hanos chimum, ubavad shlo yiskavin v'chama b'pnei hachama, ubepshamim k'pnei hapshamim. As long as one is not intending to be warm or intending to protect himself from the cold. That also is a case of dover shenem yiskavin. What's important about these particular examples is here we're not dealing with Malachas Shabbos, Malachas Yantiv. Here we're simply dealing with Shari Yisrim, for example, this Rav Shatnez, and already, right, the Gemara tells us the Dover Shinim Yiskav will be mutter when it comes to Shari Yisrim as well, Aliba Rabbi Shimon. An obvious question that we're going to have to address, this is what Tosfos already raises in Shabbos and Avchav Tesmud Beis, is isn't this clearly a case of a Psik Resha? No? Usually we think of Dover Shinim Yiskavin as a person, right, performs A and B may or may not occur. Is that true when it comes to this case? This is a case of a Dover Shinim Yiskavin. Here a person is consciously wearing the garment. This is not a question if it will result in A and B. This is a question of why. What is the person's motivation? That issue we usually don't think of as a Dover Shinim Yiskavin. No? Number one, it's mamish, a case of shikresha. What motivated the person to wear the garment? We usually think of that in terms of what we discussed earlier. A malach hashino tzrich legufa. No? That also happens to you, machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. That's true. According to Rabbi Shimon Chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon Potter, according to Rabbi Chayiv, but that would not be relevant when it comes to shatnez. No? Dover Shinim Yiskavin is not only relevant when it comes to Shabbos, but that extends to Shari Surei Torah. Malach Hashino Tzrich Legufa, that is uniquely true when it comes to Malach Shabbos. But yet the Gemara writes that a person who consciously wears a beged of Shatnez, but he's doing so for purpose A or purpose B, Avracha Sameches, because Mochrei Ksus, that is considered to be a case of Dover Shinim Yiskavin. Why is that true? And what about the issue of Psik Resha? So take a look. Right, at the Tosfos and Avchav Tes Amud Beis. Also take a look in the Chidushei Ramban and Chidushei Haran on Kuf Yud Aleph. Right, that sounds very unusual. There must be something special about this Rav Shatnez that the Gemara thinks that this is a case of Dover Shinim Yiskavin. Because again, if I were to ask you, you would tell me, what's Einam Yiskavin? Now the person is consciously wearing the beged. You'll ask him why he's doing so, because it's his job description. Is that called the Dover Shinim Yiskavin? That's like the case of Gorla Mitakisa Safso, where the charitz may or may not occur, and that's something which is absolutely unintended. But for right here and now, you see that the machlokas of Dover Shinim Yiskavin extends even when it comes to other Isurim as well. A similar case, and a similar difficulty we're going to have, is the Sugya Andav Kuflamet Gimel. Here the Gemara tells us the following Chiddush. Let's assume there's a Baheres, a Neged Saras, B'makom Mila. That's a difficulty, no? If a person will perform the Maisa Mila, so he's removing Neged Saras. No, that's Nisa Daraisa, no? He's Shara B'Neged Saras. One is not allowed to engage in Ktsitsas Baheres. The Torah tells you the whole process of Tara Adapi Kohen. But what do you do? Here it's B'mako Mila. So the Gemara tells us no, one can simply do the Maisa Mila. Not always does one have to be concerned with the Ktsitsas Anega. The Gemara raises the following issue. No, isn't this a case of a Dover Shinim Yiskavin? No? A person is intending to do the Maisa Hamila, and as an ancillary concern, right, the Neged Saras is lifted. The Gemara even suggests the following possible distinction, a very great Kiddush. Who is doing the Bris Mila? Is it the Avi HaBen, or is it the Moah? Why should that make a difference? The Gemara says, no, there should be a clear difference between them. If the father is doing the Maisa Hamila, the fact that the Neged Saras will be removed, that's of vital interest to the father. The father is not only concerned that his child be Mohel, that's true, but he wants to see to it that the child does not have any Simoni Saras. So therefore, a father has a multiple intent. Now, let's assume the Mohel. The Mohel's job description is to see to it that the Mila is done Kedasu Kedin. Good? Whether the child has Neged Saras or not, that really is not the concern of the Mohel. Good? So there the Gemara points out again an important Kiddush, that there's a marked difference between the father as opposed to the Mohel. In terms of the father has a dual motive. As far as the Mohel is concerned, right, the Mila, that's something which obviously, that's his job description. Remove the Neged Saras, that doesn't concern him. Now you'll tell me it's a psikresha, right? There is a Beheres B'makom Saras. As far as the Mohel is concerned, that's something which is indeed Lo Nechale. So this issue also should depend on Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon in terms of a Davar Miskavin and Davar She'enu Miskavin. This is a further sugya where you see that the issue of Davar She'enu Miskavin is not only relevant in Hilchos Shabbos. We're not talking about a Mila B'Shabbos. Here we're talking about the Isser of Hishamar V'Neged Saras, where the Gemara tells us that this is relevant to the Machlokas of Davar She'enu Miskavin between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. The Chiddush HaRashba in that sugya of Kuf Lamed Gimel also raises the same issue. Why is this called the Davar She'enu Miskavin? Similar to what we raise when it comes to the Shabbos issue, no? This shouldn't be a Davar She'enu Miskavin. Davar She'enu Miskavin normally means that a person, right, is doing A, B may or may not occur, and that result is unintended. That's the case here? Of course not, no? The Maisa Hamila all know, all see, is going to result in Ktsitsas Vaheres. That's clear, right? What is the question? The question is the why question, no? Why are you removing? What's the answer? A father may be removing for two reasons, for Mila, as well as for Ktsitsas Vaheres. The Mohel is only doing so for purpose A, not purpose B. If anything, the Rashba writes, this is not a Davar She'enu Miskavin. This should be similar to a case of a Malacha Shino Tzrich L'Gufa, where everyone agrees that the act is being done. There's no ambiguity, it's just a question of why are you doing so? The Mohel will say, I'm doing so for the purpose of Bris Mila. The Tzaras does not concern me. That's the Kasha Chiddush Rashba raises. Why in the world is this called a Davar She'enu Miskavin? This is quite similar to the case of Shatnez. Why is this called Davar She'enu Miskavin? Here, everyone knows exactly what is being done. It's just a question, what was the motivation of the one wearing Shatnez? What was the motivation of the Mohel? So again, take a look at that Rashba, take a look at the Ramban. Apparently, we're going to have to assume that there's some Chiddush involved in Isser of Shabbos, and maybe there's some Chiddush involved in Ktsitsas Vaheres, Hishma Ben Gatzaras, that the Gemara is comfortable calling this a Davar She'enu Miskavin, as opposed to similar to that which is a Malach She'enu Tzrich L'Gufa. Also take a look at the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph and Simen Aleph Osei. Lengthy discussion in Beis Halevi regarding these cases. But again, for the time being, why is that sugya such an important one? Because again, the Gemara applies the machlokas of Davar She'enu Miskavin to Shar Isurei Torah, to the case of Shatnez, to the case of Hishomer B'Nega Saras. Good? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Also applies this principle to Maka Ave Ve'imamos Yimas. The Gemara tells us, Peidad Mabei is the following, that Rav Lo Shavik Lebrei the Mishkalei Silva, that Rav did not allow his son to remove a silva, to remove a splinter. Mar Brei Dravina Lo Shavik Lebrei the Mifches Le Kavsa. What's the problem? Dilma Chavil Vahavile Shigigas Iser. Because after all, you're intending to help, but you may end up wounding, right? Causing a chavala to a parent, Maka ove ve'imo mos yumos. This is a case of a davar shenem iskaven when it comes to the isra of maka ove ve'imo. We'll have to see that sugi in greater detail, right? But a further example of where it applies to shar isurim. The Mishneh Nazir on Daf Mem Beis discusses the following. A Nazir, we know, is not allowed to cut his hair. What about combing his hair? That's where the Mishneh tells us that Nazir chofeif mufasfes aval eino sorek. A Nazir is not allowed to remove hair even in that fashion. If he will comb his hair, so that can result in removal of hair, which will be nisir. Regarding a Nazir, that's relevant for Davar Shenem Iskaven. If in fact it is something that may or may not occur, that's a regular case of Davar Shenem Iskaven. If the hair is combed in such a fashion that it invariably will occur, that should be an instance of Sikresha. That's a further example. And then the Gemara in Zvachim adapts Sani Aleph. It's a further case that you find in Shas. This is what the Tosus quotes in Nafkov Gilman Aleph. Hamisnadev Yayin. A person who is no der Yayin Lamizbeach. So what does he do? Mizalfo al gabe ha'ishim. He takes that wine and he pours it on the mizbeach. What is the problem? Shouldn't that be aser? The Torah tells us, Eish tamid to kat al mizbeach lo sichbe. One is not allowed to be mechabe the mizbeach in any shape or form. If a person will take yayin and pour it on the mizbeach, doesn't that result in partial kibui? How can that be allowed? So again, take a look at that sugya in Zvachim Adav Tzani Aleph. That certainly is a case of Dover Shenim Iskavim. But no, the person is not intending to extinguish the Mizbeah. The person is intending to a mitzvah rabbah of bringing his carbon yayin. Yet the Gemara says, and again, take a look at the Rashi, Tosus, is that or is that not considered to be a psik resha? Again, what's very important for us, this is a further example of Davar Shenem Iskaven when it comes to Shari Sirim. So we'll have to go through each sugya separately, but so far we've seen machlokas when it comes to Shabbos, machlokas when it comes to Shar Isurei Torah. However, does that necessarily mean that one should assume that the two cases are identical? The machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon is identical to the machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Shar Isurei Torah, as it is when it comes to Yisrei Shabbos. Maybe one could argue it's true. You go through all these cases in Shas, you see that the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, I disagree in all cases, but maybe the machlokas is not the same. Where do you see that this is true? That one could possibly distinguish between the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Shabbos and the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Shar Isurim. So let's start with that sugi in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us that Rav and Marbed Ravina did not allow their son, right, to perform any type of procedure because of the potential that it could result in chavala, violating the Isra of Maka Ovi Ve'ima Mos Yimas. Good? So the Gemara asked, Avi Yiskasha, if that's going to be a concern, so Ihachi Acher Nami. The only Isra of Chavala is a child cannot wound a father. That's the only case. And there's no Isra for one person to wound another. If you really have to be concerned with that result, so therefore, how do you ever allow any procedure? Why don't we assume that Dimo Chavil? I are going to tell me that's a Davar Shenem Iskaven, absolutely unintended. So therefore, what would work for others should work for a child and a parent, no? The Gemara answers that no, that there's a difference. Acher, shigigas lav. Beno, shigigas chenek. That's the teretz of the Gemara. There's a big difference. If one person wounds another, it's an iser lav, right? When it comes to the chi of Malkus, the Torah says, pen Yosef, good? So there's an iser daraisa to create the chavala. I'm only allowed to give the requisite number of Malkus. Any more than that, it's an iser daraisa. Pen Yosef, pen is loshon osase. When it comes to a parent, maka avivim mos yumas, it's a chiv misa. So therefore, what? So therefore, it's allowed when it comes to others, but not when it comes to a parent. What exactly is the lumdus? It's true that one is Nisr Chomor and the other is Nisr Kal in relative sense, in Nisr Mis and Nisr Chenek as opposed to Nisr Lav, but how does that resolve the issue? So if you look in Chedushi Haran, here in Sanhedrin Daf Peidal Mabez, Chedushi Haran writes a very great Chedush. What do you see from this Gemara? It's true, there's a machlokis between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says the Dover Shinim Yiskavin is Chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says the Dover Shinim Yiskavin is Mutur. You know what this Gemara is telling us? An unbelievable Chiddush. That's only true when it comes to Averos Kalos in Yisrael Av. In Yisrael Av. Shatnez we had, Saras, Mizalfin Yayin Gabi Ha'ishin, Lo Sichbe. When it comes to an Yisrael Av, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion, Dover Shinim Yiskavin is Mutter. But you know what the Gemara tells us here? But not when it comes to Averos Chamuros. When it comes to an Isser Misa, Chiyu Chenek, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that Dover Shinim Yiskavin is also. The difference between an Averos Sheishbo Misa as opposed to Averos Sheishbo Malkus is not just a difference in degree. It's a difference in kind. You can have different principles. But the Davar Shinim Yiskavin is mutter when it comes to Lavim, but it's Asr, according to Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to a Chiyum Yisa. So if you're dealing with Isra Pinyos, if Rabbi Shimon maintains, I hold, the Davar Shinim Yiskavin is mutter. If we are talking about Chamuros, there's an Isra Misas, in such a case, Davar Shinim Yiskavin is Asr. That's what the Ran explains in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. Acher Shigas Lav. Benal is Shigagas Chenek. So the Ran continues and writes the following. How can you suggest that this is true? The Braisa, Rab Shimon, Gora Adamita Kisa Vesavso. So if you only had the Mishnah Yisun Beitza, Davchav Beis, Davchav Gimel, then one could argue again, that's Malachis Yantiv. Malachis Yantiv is allowed. There's no Misan Yantiv. Ko Malachis Avodol Asasu. So Yantiv also was allowed. That's good. The problem is Shabbos. Here, the Braisa, and Avchav Beis, Avchav Tes, Av Memvav, the Sugi and Avchav Gimel, we're talking about Malach HaShabbos, a Chiyuv Skila. And yet Rav Shimon says that Dover Shinim Yiskavin is Mutter. How can that be? So you know what the Ran answers? Malach HaShabbos HaSratar. Wow, that's an important fish. Malach HaShabbos HaSratar. The fact that Rabbi Shimon assumes Dover Shinim Yiskavin is mutter on Shabbos is not the halacha b'chol Torah kula. B'chol Torah kula, Dover Shinim Yiskavin is mutter, but that's only true when it comes to chavi lavim. On Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon shita, the Dover Shinim Yiskavin is mutter, that is only because Malachis Machshavas Asra Torah. If something is unintended, how can you call it a Malachis Umus? And therefore, Rav Shimon maintains that that is mutter. Very important chiddush. One could again discuss this run in light of what we saw earlier. That sometimes when the Torah requires melachas machshavas, obvious in level of daraisa, but midrabanan we suspend melachas machshavas and view the isser as though there is no halacha. Malachas Machshavas. And interestingly, here, Rabbi Shimon maintains that when it comes to cases of Shabbos, it is mutter. See, what does it mean, lahashvos of the Shari Suri? According to the Ran, you have the bulk of cases where Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter l'chatchila. You have a case of Makav v'ima, where Rabbi Shimon says that that is chayim. Now you have Shabbos, which is mutter min haTorah because Malachas Machshavas asur Torah. But do you assume that you should create an Issa d'Rabbanan? No? In such similar cases of Chamuros, that's Asr. But in the vast majority of cases, they are not Chamuros, they're cases of Chavei Lavin, where Rav Shimon assumes that it's Mutter l'chatchila. Here the Ran is willing to assume that what is true midaraisa is even true midrabbanan. Because Davar Shinim Yiskavin on Shabbos is not just Potter, Davar Shinim Yiskavin is Mutter. So in Shari Surim, it's mutter min hastam, and Shabbos, it's mutter because of Malachis Machshavas. When it comes to Chamuros, Shigagas Chenek, there it's Nisa Daraisa. The Ran already introduces us to this possible Chiddush, and that is that there's a marked difference between Rabbi Shimon Shita on Shabbos as opposed to Rabbi Shimon Shita when it comes to Shar Isurei Torah. Tosos assumes that this distinction of Shabbos Melechus Machsheves as opposed to Shar Isurei Torah is not at play in Rabbi Shimon Shita, but Tosos writes this is critical to understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And this is that lengthy Tosos in Yuma, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara mentions the following. The Gemara quotes the Braisa, the Tanur Rabbanon, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ashashio Shel Barzel Hayim Mechamin Me'erev Yom HaKippurim. It's necessary for the Kohen Gadol to be Tov on Yom HaKippurim. That water could be very cold, uncomfortable for the Kohen Gadol to be Tovil. So they used to take Ashashio Shel Barzel, they used to heat it up on Erev Yom Kippur, they used to go ahead and put it into the water, Kedei Shetofik Tzfinasan, in order that Tofik Tzfinasan, that the bite will be taken out of the water. It's not going to be freezing cold. The Gemara says, how could that be? The Gemara says, Vahalo Mitzarif. If you're going to take something that is so hot and you're going to put it in the Mei Mikveh, so in such a case, are you not forging that iron? Vahalo Mitzarif. You take barzel min ha'esh and you put it in the mayim, so mitzarfo mechazko, you should be chayiv. V'halo mitzarev. One possibility is the following. Amra bibi, shelo higi letziruf. It didn't get that hot. If it didn't get that hot, so therefore there's no kasha whatsoever. Abayi says that no. Afilu tema shigi letziruf. This is a case of davar shenei miskavin. Right, the intent is to slightly warm the water. Tziruf certainly is not the intent at all, and therefore it is mutter. What's the difficulty? If this is a davar sheino miskavein, one should argue that this is good according to Rabbi Shimon, but not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's davar sheino miskavein is chayiv. So how would Rabbi Yehuda then understand? This is Amar Rabbi Yehuda. How can that be? So two different girsos in the Gemara. The girs we have in the Gemara is the following: that hani mili b'chol ha'Torah kula, aval hacha tziruf d'rabbanan. That's the girs we have in the Gemara. Hani mili b'chol ha'Torah kula, aval hacha tziruf d'rabbanan. When is that true that Rabbi Yehuda says davar sheino miskavein is aser b'chol ha'Torah kula as opposed to tziruf d'rabbanan? What exactly does that mean? What does b'chol ha'Torah kula mean? So Rashi understands the Gemara as follows. Rashi writes here, Yuma daf lamed amud beis, b'chol ha'Torah kula means b'isurei daraisa. When does Rabbi Yehuda maintain davar sheino miskavein is aser? That's when it comes to isurei daraisa. For example, koteitz b'heres, the sugi b'isah, kuflam gimel. Here, you're only dealing with an Isser D'Rabbanan. This is not a Malacha D'Araisa. This is an Isser D'Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda, who forbids the Davar Sheino Miskavein, does not do so when it comes to an Isser D'Rabbanan. We're going to have to discuss. We need that Sugya Nafkuf Gimel. If you're dealing with Isurei D'Rabbanan, what's the Halacha of Davar Sheino Miskavein? What's the Halacha of Psik Reisha? What's the Halacha of Psik Reisha D'Monechalei? But the way Rashi understands the sugya, very important. The Gemara distinguishes within the sugya of Davar Sheino Miskavein between Isurei Daraisa as opposed to Isurei D'Rabbanan. Rashi continues, Ve'ein shvus b'mikdash lo garsina. And the other gears in the Gemara, that ein shvus b'mikdash, that's not relevant. It's not because of ein shvus b'mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda forbids Isurei Daraisa, even if it's in a miskavein, but not Isurei D'Rabbanan. This is not a separate heter because of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. This is the norm. That's a very important distinction of Rashi. But Med Ramun, the Rabbi Yehuda assumes Davar Sheino Miskavein is also when it comes to Isurei Daraisa, not when it comes to Isurei D'Rabbanan. Aval hacha tziruf d'Rabbanan. If you haven't yet seen, take a look at the Tosas. Tosas begins citing the sheet of Rashi, lo gar sinan ein shvus b'mikdash, but rather this is a sugi of dovar sheni miskave. If leki sura daraisa ki lo mechavin lo gozer b'rabbanon. When the Chachamim made the gzeros to Rabbanon, they only did so. It's a davar hamiskavein, something which is mutter min haTorah and it's unintended. There's no issur to Rabbanon, even according to Rabbi Yehuda that normally maintains davar sheni miskavein is us. Just like we argue that say malach shen tzarich l'gufa. Good. Rabbi Yehuda will maintain, what are you talking about? Ani tzarich l'gufa. You're doing exactly that which was done in the Mishkan. Forget about your intention. You're doing a malachis issur. But if it's not a malachis issur, and it's unintended, so in such a case, even Rabbi Yehuda is fine with assuming this is mutter. The Chachamim were only goes there for a davar hamiskavein, not davar shen hamiskavein. That's how Rashi understands this again. Tosfos quotes the Ri. It interprets the Gemara very differently, and indeed a different girsa. So you read the Gemara that we have, Hani Mili B'chola Torah Kula. What does B'chola Torah Kula sound like? There Rashi says, what does B'chola Torah Kula mean? Yisuri Daraisa. At first glance, one could argue, B'chola Torah Kula means at the other scope of Yisuri. But then the Gemara continues and says, Aval Hacha Tziruv D'Rabbanan. B'chola Torah Kula as opposed to Tziruv D'Rabbanan. What is the Gemara emphasizing? Daraisa versus Rabbanan, or Kol HaTorah Kula versus Shabbos? No? That's the sheet of the Ri. The Ri says, no, Mishani, Hani Mil B'Kol HaTorah Kula. When does Rabbi Yehuda assume the Davar Sheni Miskaven is Chayim? That's only B'Kol HaTorah Kula, Shari Surim. That's when Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Miskaven is K'miskaven. Aval Hacha, what does it mean? Pirish B'Shabbos. That's a shita sari. Tichsib b'malachis machsheves. That means that we require a binan. Shiach shel lasa samlacha shuose. It must be an intended, deliberate act. How can you call a davar sheni miskaven malachis machsheves? So therefore, hilka tziruf dehacha, havi kilom miskaven drabanan. That's the difference. Rabbi Yehuda maintains the Darshan and Miskavin is usher in all cases, but there is an essential difference. In Shari Surim, Darshan and Miskavin is Chayiv. In Shabbos, Darshan and Miskavin is usher. Potter level usher. It's an Isser Drabanan. So if it's an issur d'rabbanan, bottom line, how is this practice justified? Of a shasher shabarzel? That's the girsa of ein shvus b'mikdash. You're only dealing with an issur d'rabbanan. So therefore, ein shvus b'mikdash. This is a very great chiddush, the shita v'ri. Just like we saw the chiddush here within Rav Shimon shita, this is the chiddush within Rabbi Yehuda shita. Rabbi Yehuda only maintains that davar sheni miskaven is chayiv ben atar when it comes to shari suri, but that cannot be when it comes to Shabbos. Davar sheni miskaven is not called melachas machsheves, and therefore this is an iser derabanan. Ah, that's a very important chiddush. Then Tosis continues what we mentioned earlier, daf lamed hey lamed aleph. So now I have a problem. That means that in Shabbos there's no machlokes. Everyone agrees, no? Davar sheni miskaven is mutter min haTorah. Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. So Tosis is not bothered. So why is it that according to Rabbi, you have to come out to Inshvus Lemikdash? That there's Nisr Drabanan? And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutter Lechatchila? If they're both in agreement on the Din Daraisa, why do they disagree on the Din Drabanan? That's the punchline of Tosis that no. What is the concept of Drabanan? Lahashvoso Lishar Isurei. The Din Drabanan is to negate Melechis Machsheves and to treat Shabbos like everything else. So according to Rabbi Shimon, everything else is mutl chatchila. So Shabbos is mutl chatchila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everything else is forbidden min haTorah on Shabbos. That's nisr d'rabbanan. That's exactly Tosfos's punchline. So you must invoke ein shvus b'mikdash according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's not necessary at all according to Rabbi Shimon. That's what Tosfos writes. We mentioned that this is also relevant within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Why is it that Rabbi Shimon assumes that Malach Shem Tzarich L'Guf is Potter, Davar Sheni Miskaven is Mutter? If both are Mutter Min HaTorah, why in one case Nisr D'Rabbanan, in another case No Issur D'Rabbanan? Exactly, L'Hashvos and L'Shari Suri Torah. Davar Sheni Miskaven, Rabbi Shimon holds as Mutter B'Shari Surim. So it's Mutter L'Chatchila on Shabbos. Malach Shem Tzarich L'Guf is Chayiv Min HaTorah. according to Rabbi Shimon in Shari Surim. The whole heter of Melach Shinitzrichel Gufa is unique to Shabbos, Jimmy the Mishkan. So therefore, Dalmi Hacha Melachas Masheves, but still it's forbidden, Midrabana. We saw this when it comes to Kesher Shel Kiyamim, we saw this in the case of Misasek, we saw this when it comes to issues of Chatzishir according to the Rashbam. Right, but this is Tosus as you saw. The Isid Rabbanan, the Hashvosa, the Shar Isurin. Very important. So far we see according to the Ran, according to Tosus. Right, you break that link between the Isurin Shabbos as opposed to Shar Isurin Torah, even though both are Machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. What about Psikreshah? The Gemara tells us Sila Sigin Afkov Gimel. That even though Rav Shimon maintains, Rav Shimon's covenant is mutter, not if it's a psik resha. Psik resha certainly is asr. Is that an iser daraisa, or is that an iser derabanan? Posh Rav Shat, it's an iser daraisa. It's not mafurish, the Gemara and Afkov Gimel. After all, the Gemara's kash, as we mentioned, was shiurim. What do you need the larger shir of kegrogris for? The larger shir of kumlopi hagdi, kde levashal beitzakala, isn't every act of tolish yafas sakarka? The simple answer is, I didn't intend that would occur. The Gemara says, yeah, but it's a psikresha. So what's the kasha? If psikresha would only be a din derabanan, there's no kasha at all. You're right. It is a psikresha, and psikresha is forbidden midrabanan, but you still need the larger shir to be chayiv ben hatorah. Elamai, it's explicit in the Gemara Lachora that psikresha is a din daraisa. Psikresha is a din daraisa. The shitim ukubetzis and ksuvis. Right, one of the very important sugyas again of davar sheni miskaven is biri shona b'shabbes. The case that we saw earlier, misuchray the zayasa. Right, we saw that in Daf Mem Aleph and Daf and Daf Be'arif. We'll have to revisit that issue now. The sheet of the Aruch. The sheet of Kubetzes, not Sugin Ksuvis. The standard sheet of Kubetzes. There are many, many pages. On page 54, it says in the Daf. Right? That's the page. Sheet of Kubetzes writes a very great Kiddush. Psikresha is forbidden midaraisa only when it comes to Shari Surya, but not when it comes to Shabbos. Very great Kiddush. The Shita doesn't mention how he deals with these sugyas. Pashem Shal Gemara is not that way. But the Shita Gubetzes has such a teretz that psikreshon Melech Shabbos is only an Isser Derabanan. An Isser Derabanan. Why? Shita Gubetzes explains the following. This will get involved with the lumdus of psikreshon. B'chol HaTorah Kula, one could argue that if something is indeed a psikreshon, so therefore kimechavin dami. What do you mean it's a davar sheino miskaven? You didn't intend for it to occur. Inevitably, invariably, what happened? That argument, the Shita writes, a great chiddush, that's relevant when it comes to Shari Surin. But when it comes to Meleches Machsheves, Psikresha is not called Meleches Machsheves. When an Uman sets out to perform his craft, you don't have to remind him. That the Uman will tell you, I didn't intend to do this. And you'll remind him, yeah, but didn't you realize that invariably will occur? And he says, come think of it, yes. What do you mean? Meleches machsheves, meleches umnus means a professional craft. That means an overtly intended act. Not something that al pidin you could have, should have realized, because you should have realized, right, that by moving the sapsel across the lawn, it would make a charitz. That's not called the meleches machsheves. Meleches machsheves means the person takes the shovel and he consciously digs a hole. Not that you should have anticipated that A equals B. A very great chiddush. Shita Gubetzes writes that psikreshon meleches shabbos is nisar derabanan. And then another example, yeah, Julius, couple this with the Tosfos. And that's why it's also derabanan. Because in Shari Surim, psikreshon is nisar daraisa. It's mutter min haTorah because of Meleches Machsheves, midrabanan la hashvosa l'shari suri Torah, et psikreshis chayiv b'chol haTorah kula, So forget about Melachas Mahasheves. It's also Midrabanan when it comes to Shabbos. This will be important for Lamdas, how you understand the concept of Psik Reisha. Because one way of understanding Psik Reisha is anticipation. Kimis Kavindami. What do you mean you didn't realize that this would occur? If whenever you do A, it results in B, so therefore, it should have been realized. And therefore, there's a measure of culpability because you should have anticipated this would occur. Kemis kavein dami. See, there's a much tighter way of understanding Psik Reisha. This we'll have to discuss. Not just simply anticipation. Much more than that, no? The Psik Reisha means that lahaloch, it's a tautology, no? It means it's true by its definition. A equals B. No? A person cuts off the head of a chicken, and the chicken dies. So is it appropriate to say that there were two independent acts? One is cutting off the head, and two is the fact that, lo and behold, this chicken died. And therefore you can assess, I only intended to cut off its head, but I didn't intend to kill the chicken. And is that or is not considered darshan miskaven? Maybe the answer of Psik Reisha is much more than that. You know what the answer is? Psik Reisha, right, is the equivalent of an act of misa. No? You can't argue only intended to cut off the head but not to kill the animal. Right? That is an act of killing the animal. That's what killing the animal is. If it's a psik reisha, because that bench is so heavy that by dragging it across the lawn it's going to make a charitz, you know what I'll tell you? That bench is a plow. Right? That is chorish. A is B. Not just simply that I acknowledge that there are two independent results. There is A and there is B. And now we can ask you, is it legitimate to assume that if you intended for A, that you also intended for B? No, intent for A is B. If a nazir will comb his hair with a fine-tooth comb, invariably, that pulls out its hair, that is tolish. Sorek equals tolish. So two very different ways of understanding Psik Reisha. Whether Psik Reisha is kimiskaven dami, or whether Psik Reisha is maise echad, those two results are identical. They're one and the same. Psik Reisha is an act of misa. Srika is an act of tolesh. Greira is an act of charisha. That should be very important. Right, for some of these distinctions. This will be relevant for the Shittim HaKobetzes. For the Shittim HaKobetzes writes that Psik Reisha good. You should have, but that's not called Melachas Mahasheves. But that's a very important further distinction between Darshan Miskaven and Shabbos as opposed to Shari Yisrael. If you take a look at the Tosfos a little bit later, the Kuf Yudam and Beis, Tosus quotes the Shita of the Shiltos. Tosus raises a very fascinating issue. The pasuk of Va'artzachem lo sasu, Sirus is osur. A person is not allowed to cause sterility. Minayin the Sirus ba'adam shu osur, Tamalor ba'artzachem lo sasu. Tosus raised the following issue. Is a person allowed to drink a particular sum, let's say a type of medicine, that will result in sirus? Let's assume, for example, there's a certain procedure, and one is told that this procedure may or may not result in sirus. Is that mutter, is that us? Well, I'll tell you the following. The sirus is a davar shein miskaven. That certainly is not the intent of the individual in doing so. And what's the halacha davar shein miskaven? This is a further case of shari surim. Bartzachem lo sasu. Tosus quotes the view of the Shultans that this is aser. Why? Because of Rabbi Yehuda, the davar shein miskaven is aser. Tosus explains Even though we assume like Rav Shimon, the Dorshin Miskavet is mutter, no? Haynu dafka b'Shabbos, mishum debeina malachas machshavos. Important chiddush. The sheet of the Shiltos, it's true. The machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, span Shabbos as well as Sari Surin. That doesn't mean we have to agree with that halacha. Maybe we could split and argue that, look, we'll pask like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Shabbos because of Melechus Mashabbos. Haynu davka b'Shabbos mishum din Melechus Mashabbos. Avo b'chol ha-Torah kulo sfirlan k'Rabbi Yehuda. That's the psak halacha of the Shilta. Shilta kuf hei. Well, halacha, we can make that distinction. To pass like Rabbi Shimon and Shabbos, but like Rabbi Yehuda b'Shari Surim, and therefore here in Sirus, this indeed would be aser. Tosus disagrees. Veinir l'ri, the b'chol ha-Torah kulo kamen k'Rabbi Shimon. No, I disagree. We pass like Rabbi Shimon generally. Tosus quotes the Mishnah Noz here. Nazir chofe from a past face, vein osorig. That's like Reb Shimon. If the secretion Nazir can't, if it's just Davar Shin Miskavin, then yes. In this case of Sirus, the Rosh in Yudalites makes a further distinction. Let's assume that this was a case of segregation. Everybody should be assessing. Segregation that this will invariably result in Sirus. That should be the machlokas Rabbi Rav Shimon, no? That everyone should agree assessing. Segregation of Layamus. That should certainly be forbidden midaraisa. Even the Shita Kubetzes agrees when it comes to Shari Yisrim, Sigresh is a Din Daraisa. What's the difficulty though? This result of Sirus. This is Nichalei. Obviously, it's a Sigresh of Lo Nichalei. This is Lo Nichalei Mamish. Not Lo Ichpaslei. Mamish Lo Nichalei. So what's the halacha of Sigresh of Lo Nichalei? That's the Tosus. Take a look for tomorrow on Daf Kuf Gimel. What's the halacha b'sikreishin l'neichalei? So you may recall, Tosus begins with the Aruch, no? When the Aruch tells you, I want you to know, b'sikreishin l'neichalei is mutter l'chadchil. B'sikreishin l'neichalei mutter l'chadchil. That's Aruch Shita. B'sikreishin l'neichalei is mutter l'chadchil. What's the other Shita? Segregation lech is not mutl chadchil, it's an isser. The Rabbanan. That's what Tosas assumes. Why? What's this isser Rabbanan called? According to the Rabb, segregation lech is mutl chadchil. Great. And Tosas disagrees, it's not true. If it's a segregation lech, it is not mutl chadchil, but rather it's an isser Rabbanan. What's this isser Rabbanan called? That tiny Tosas, Tafko Kimel and Aleph, the bottom Tosas, no, the tiny Tosas. You know why Psikresh Neich is Asad Rabbanon? Because Tosas is Pirish Dehavi, Malach HaShin HaTzrich L'Gufa. Wow, we'll have to see what that link is, no? Think about that. Now, according to the Aruch, Psikresh Neich is Mutl Chathila. Tosas, no, that's not true. Psikresh Neich is an Isad Rabbanon. What's Isad Rabbanon? Malach HaShin HaTzrich L'Gufa. Because Rav Shim maintains Malach HaShin HaTzrich L'Gufa is Mutter min haTorah, but it's also the Rabbanon. So Psikresh L'Nechle is a Malach Shein HaTzrich L'Gufa. There should be two fundamental differences between the Aruch and Tosus, no? Difference number one is, according to the Aruch, Psikresh L'Nechle is Mutter. According to Tosus, Psikresh L'Nechle is Potter. Why is it Potter? Because it's Malach Shein HaTzrich L'Gufa. What would difference number two be? But that's obvious, and that's the machlokas, no? Whether it's mutter, whether it's potter. Is there another nafkamina? No? What about shari surim? Let's leave Shabbos for the moment. Let's leave Shabbos. What would the halacha be of a psigresh l'neichlin when it comes to shar isurim? According to the Aruch, mutter. Boshab shat, mutter. What about according to Tosos? Chayiv. We'll have to see what this link is. But Tosos says, psigresh l'neichlin is m'lachshin atzrich l'gufa. But as you know, m'lachshin atzrich l'gufa is a p'tura which is unique to Shabbos. There's a p'tura m'lachshin atzrich l'gufa shar isurim? Of course not. That would mean if you have a case of Lashin HaTzrich L'Guf in Shari Surim, according to the Aruch, it's Mutu L'Chadchila, according to Tosus, it's Chayiv Midaraisa. Wow. Even though they only argue on Shabbos whether it's Mutter, whether it's Potter, but if the reason on Shabbos is Potter is because of Lashin HaTzrich L'Gufa, then when you come to Shari Surim, that should be Chayiv Min HaTorah. That's pretty important, no? What would a case be of a psikreshul nechle of shari surim? This case, nav kuf yiru avei, it's sirus, no? What's the halacha of a psikreshul nechle when it comes to shari surim? According to Tosfos, chayiv min haTorah. And what about according to the Aruch? Pashab shat according to the Aruch? Should be mutter. The Rosh disagrees. This Rosh, yud dalates, writes the following chiddush. I agree that the Aruch says that a psikresh leich is mutl chadchila. However, haynu davka le'inyan Shabbos, divina malachas machshavas. Shitas ha'aruch, the psikresh leich is mutl chadchila, is only when it comes to Shabbos. Because malachas machshavas. What's the Aruch's argument? If something is lo nechale, how can that be called malachas machshavas? You don't desire it, or you don't benefit from it. That's malachas machshavas. Where in the Mishkan did they engage in malacha which they did not benefit from or they did not desire? That's the Aruch's, the Rosh's explanation of Shitas Aruch. Psigresh lo nechale is only mutl chadchila on Shabbos. But not when it comes to Shari Surim. Because of Lechas Machshavas. Important Chiddush. That might be against the whole Lamdas V'Santosis of Lahashvosim Yishari Surim. Because the Rosh is commenting, this is the Shitas Aruch Mamish Lahalacha. Psikresh L'Nechle B'chol HaTorah Kul is Chayiv, and on Shabbos, it's Mutzeh L'Chadchila. We're not concerned with that dichotomy of Shabbos and Shari Surim, even the Maisa, not just simply on the level of Daraisa. Is that really true that the Aruch Shita is that Davar Shena Miskaven Psikresha Delonechale is only mutter when it comes to Shabbos? If you look at that Tosas and Ksuvis, Mesuchrayt and Nezayse, that long Tosas above, Tosas has the following phrase, V'ikar Rayasa, the main Raya of the Aruch is Had the Mizalfin Yayin al Gabi Ayishim. So Tosa says, the Ikar Rayas Aruch is that Sugyan Zvachim and Av Sari Aleph. That Sugyan Zvachim Sari Aleph has nothing to do with Shabbos. That's the one who is no Der Yayin. And the question is, how are you allowed to take this and pour it on the Mizbeach? Isn't that an act of Kibui HaMizbeach? What's the answer? The Aruch says, Lo Nechalei. That's what you desire. Your desire is to extinguish the Mizbeach, Chas V'Shalom. You're being no deryayin. You're not interested in kibui hamizbeach. Ayas apsigresha. That's the ikar ayaso. Apsigresha de lo nechale is mutter lechatchila. Tosus assumes psigresha de lo nechale according to Aruch is mutter lechatchila in shari surim. The zalfin agamishin against this chiddush of the Rosh. What is that machlokes? Why is it that the Rosh feels that the Aruch Shita is uniquely true when it comes to Shabbos because nachas machshavas? And Tosus assumes that no, this is mamish true b'chol haTorah kula. So far these are just five indicators, right, that there is a clear difference between davar sheni miskaven on Shabbos as opposed to shari surim. Right, the chiddush of the Ran and Sanhedrin, the chiddush of Tosus Yimud Af Lamedal, the shita kubetzes and ksuvis, what's the derais and rabbanon when it comes to psik reisha, the split and psak halacha of the shiltos and the rush within the shita sarach of psik reisha lo nechalei. even though they argue in both cases, one cannot necessarily equate the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon of Shabbos to Shari Surin. Now go through the Tosas Daf Kuf Gimel carefully. Look through all the Gemaras that Tosas quotes. But do then Be'in Rav. Look through the Rishonim, the Sugyan Zvachim Daf Tzadi Aleph. I take a look at that Sugya. Read the Rashis in that Sugya very carefully. Rashi is bothered by this Kasha. Mizalfina Agabi Yishuvit. Take a look at Rashi's Teretz. Take a look at the Tosas and Sukkah and Daf Lamed Gimelum and Beis, and take a look at the Rashi's in that Sugya as well. That's the case of the Hadassim. No? You have a Hadass which is possible because it has more berries than leaves. And what happens if you pluck off those berries? Right? The Gemara says that's also because of Tikkun Mana. The Hadass goes from a Hadass which is possible to a Hadass which is kosher. What about Liktan La'achila? What happens if I just pick the berries because I'm hungry? And I eat the berries. So my intent is to eat the berries, and lo and behold, the Hadass happens to become kosher. No, the Gemara says that, look, that's a case of secretion, is it not? The Hadass will necessarily become kosher. The Gemara answers, no. Isle Hoshana Achrite. Isle Hoshana Achrite. So take a look at the Rashi and Tosas there very carefully. Take a look at our Tosas. Kuf Gimel and Aleph Tosas addresses that issue. Now take a look at the following. When you've done that, take a look. Rabbi Chanan has a piece in the Kovet Shiurim, Ksuvis, Os Yirches. Take a look at the Rambam, right, in Hilchos Lulav, Perches Halachahe. Take a look at the Magid Mishnah and the Or Sameach on that Rambam. We'll have to try to piece all this together. Right? What is the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon? What's the Didaraisa? What's the Rabbanan? Right? What again is true of Shabbos? What is true of Shari Surim? The Chiddush and Tosas that Sikreish Lechli is a Malach Hashem and Tzrich Lagufa. Right? And again, that general Chakir that we mentioned. How do you understand Sikreish? To what extent is it Kemiskavin Dami? To what extent is it Mamish considered to be Kemaisa Echad? Perhaps that will be relevant to these chidushim within the Shita Sara. Okay.